update for June 11th, 2018. I'm Felipe Rinofo.
And I'm Chris Lodi.
Yep. We're flying solo tonight. This is E3 day one and a bit. Yeah. A lot of stuff happened yesterday. We kind of needed a little bit of time to unpack and digest it, so we're going to be getting through the press conferences that happened yesterday, and we're also going to talk about Square Enix's showcase that happened today, if you can kind of call it that. Yeah. God damn it. It's like they took the formula for Nintendo Direct and then removed everything that was fun about it.
Yeah, it seems like they got paid by, you know, Microsoft to put a couple other things on there. And like, all right, that's all we have to do.
Yeah.
Because they just put those same trailers back on.
basically the same stuff, yeah. So, yeah. So we'll start with Microsoft, I guess, because their show was pretty packed, to say the least.
There's no way 50 games. Yeah, most of them shown in one montage.
Yeah. So there were some notable stuff. I mean, we saw Halo Infinite, which
we have no idea what it is. There's the Master Chief, and he's got some buddies.
Yep.
And from what I read, there is going to be a campaign game that's out next year. And there's going to be a multiplayer game that is out the year after that.
Yeah, it's weird that they're splitting those up.
Yeah. It's almost like they can't get them both done at the same time.
Yeah. Well, then again, it kind of makes sense. It also probably gives them the ability to charge twice if they wanted to.
Yeah. And it's also kind of weird because this isn't called Halo 6.
No.
So it's like, wait, is Halo 6 still a thing? Is this Halo 6?
It's hard to tell. I mean, with the name like Halo Infinite, it almost sounds like they're building a platform.
Yeah, it could be like a campaign and then Forge mode.
Yeah.
Then Forge in the multiplayer after that.
Yeah. Maybe something that they keep on expanding as time goes
on. Hunter Master Chiefs drop onto a Halo.
Battle Royale, all the things. Oh, boy. Yeah. So that was how they actually opened their keynote, which is a little strange because it didn't
really. And they also had the Slipspace engine mentioned on it, which I'd never heard of before. That was one of the logos on there.
Yeah, I think that's a proprietary 343 thing. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but I'd never heard them use that as like an engine.
Yeah.
I'm going to double check and see what's going on with that.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, but it wasn't the only thing, though. I mean, we got to see a new one from Software, Sekiro Shadows Die Twice, which looked pretty damn amazing, to be honest.
Looked like their response to Neo.
Yeah.
Which I could tell was From Software right away because the graphics are just less than good. Just a little bit less than good. Especially the hair.
Yeah.
The hair is just static enough. It's like, and enough aliasing is like, oh, that's the From Software game.
Yeah. It's like, it's not quite jank, but almost.
It's good enough.
Yeah.
That's out next year, and that's published by Activision. Yeah. First Japanese game I've seen Activision publish in a long time.
Yeah, I think...
I know, I have one of those on my shelf. It's a PS1 game.
Yeah, Tenchu? Yeah, what was that? Yeah.
No, this was Guardians Crusade.
Oh. Huh.
A weird JRPG.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was an interesting one to see from them.
Yeah, it seems like their take on ancient Japan.
Yeah.
Lots of mysticism and folklore shit in there.
Yep. Yeah, lots of screaming, lots of swordplay.
People on horses.
Yep. And, well, since it's a From Software game, it'll probably be incredibly hard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, expect to see that 2019-ish, is what they said. So, yeah. Then we've got Black Desert. We saw this last year in trailer form. We've got a little
The weird thing is it's Black Desert Online on the PC, and here it's like Black Desert with the MMORPG on top of it when they show the logo.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, are you guys just afraid to put online on it?
Maybe.
It's not like Black Desert is an enticing name.
Yeah. It's like
add another S, and then maybe black dessert. That might be.
Yeah, that'd be really tasty.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we still know very little about it, other than we have the setting.
That trailer was just story, and it's like, oh, here's the least interesting thing about it.
Yeah.
Everything I heard about the PC version is that the character creator is really cool.
Yeah. That's about all we've seen so far. So I'm curious if they're just shying away from the MMO, the online title, because they know it's going to require gold. I don't know. It's a weird.
It's going to require gold no matter what. If it's free to play, if it's like a free to play MMO, it's still going to need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I don't think they're taking it offline.
No. No, until nobody plays it, and then they'll take it offline.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's that. We'll wait and see. Maybe maybe it's playable on the show floor, and we'll get some.
Yeah, I think they said they got a beta coming at some point.
Yeah, the trailer did have a sign up for our beta in it, so.
Which was in many trailers.
Yes.
Lots of sites.
Lots of sign up for our beta, and, well, only a couple of available nows, so.
Yeah.
EA did that twice, but that's about it. Then we've got one new one from Playground, Forza Horizon 4, which, comes out October 2nd.
So they're going before RDR.
Yeah.
I'll just put BR, that's before Red Dead Redemption, and AR after Red Dead Redemption for all these games.
Yeah.
So this one's set in Britain, which to me is like a boring setting, kind of. Because it's, I don't know, what they show is just like, yeah, there's forests, there's a lake, and there's like some town-type stuff.
Yeah.
Shit to bust through, and then it's like, hey, we got dynamic seasons.
Yeah,
which,
yeah.
Winter seems like the only significant one, because that's when the lakes and rivers freeze. You can drive on them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, everything else is like, oh, it's autumn now.
Yeah.
It looks pretty.
Yeah, it looks nice, but if it's actually supposed to be realistic weather as far as Britain goes, and it rains all the time, so that's, I'm not sure they're going to do that. But
and the weird thing is they are getting rid of at least Dravatars when you're online. It's all active players that show up. Not every player, I assume, unless they have some amazing tech there for the online.
Hmm.
But it seems like they're kind of going for what Destiny has in their sort of player areas where there are dynamic events that show up.
Yeah.
So, hey, let's do this thing, and if we all do it, we get bonuses.
Hmm.
And that's pretty neat. I don't know. I don't know that I'm on board with Forza Horizon 4.
Me too. I was really underwhelmed.
It's like I was hoping for maybe like Japan or some other kind of crazy setting after Australia.
Yeah, Japan would have been cool. Iceland, that would have been pretty freaking awesome. But
Iceland, there could be some pretty cool settings, and they just kind of said, "Well, we're in Britain. We can go over there and do."
Yeah, let's just do that.
Yeah. So. Especially now that this is the fourth one, it's like, we know what this is going to be.
Yeah, we totally do. It's like,
especially when like their other big thing is like, hey, we can do 60 FPS on the console now.
Yeah, on the Xbox One X, they point that out.
Yeah.
So, also, that demo they showed was completely and utterly fake because nobody crashed into anybody. Which,
nobody crashed, and it would just conveniently go into like cutscenes.
Yeah, and people were talking
here,
about
we
Mixer,
all just,
which nobody does.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have like little quick chat things. There's like, want to drift? And Convoy, which they don't play Convoy, so that's a failure of a message.
Yeah, totally.
There just needs to be, just pay for that license, get on your radio, and every time you pull that Convoy, then you just have somebody troll people.
Yeah.
I like the I'm on Mixer guy, because he just busted in from the side of the road, just buzzed through the fence, I'm on Mixer, and drives across the road.
Yeah, that was the closest we came to any collision in that entire demo. So, yeah.
It's another asshole simulator. You just drive through the countryside, destroy every fence and wall there, and then the British government will pay for it.
Yeah. I'm assuming it's going to have pretty much all the same stuff that Horizon 3 did. You know, go around, find cars and barns, drive around the roads, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So.
If you could run into the town from Hot Fuzz, okay, that would be a good thing. Have just people that are just perpetually from action movies.
Yeah.
Just going around. But yeah, other than that, there's not really much to this. It just seems like a standard Forza game.
Yeah, I think, you know, after doing three of them, you know, it's kind of, the whole formula is getting a little stale.
Yeah, like, so. They should take a break, maybe try your hand at PGR 4, or 5.
5, yeah, so.
You know, go for a little bit more of an arcadey game.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the announcements at Microsoft's E3 keynote was that they acquired 5 studios, and Playground was one of them.
And they hinted at... They were working on, an RPG, I think they said.
Yeah.
Which, conveniently, the rumor has been Fable.
Which I would be okay with.
Yeah. So, yeah. But they stopped short of saying that. We'll talk about this later.
Yeah. It's like, so there's that.
Yeah.
And we saw the weird-ass DMC5 trailer.
Yeah. I thought that was Dante, because Dante is just a white guy with... silver hair?
Yeah.
No, that's Nero. Nero?
Yeah.
Looks like Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
Because they did say that they brought in their sort of models and scanned them into the game.
Mm.
So that would totally make sense, because he mostly works in Japan, I think, right now.
Right now, yeah.
So it seems like what he would be open for.
Mm.
Especially when his buddy Kenny Omega also comes into Capcom and did that Cody trailer for Street Fighter V.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. But, this looks neat. Nero has a robot hand, so he can also do some, like, anime, you know, plasma blasts or whatever it is. Also, it's the weird shit, and they seem to pull a little bit from the Ninja Theory DMC, sort of having that car crash, like, where it just slowed down. You see people, like, grabbing things in the air.
Yeah.
All that sort of stuff. But yeah, that's out next spring.
Yeah.
So that's one of the Capcom rumors that came true.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I was actually kind of impressed with what I saw in that one. It was, it looked like Devil May Cry, but it also looked a little bit more polished than they usually done. So.
Yeah.
I'm all for that.
And the two guys that had out to talk about it were the most energetic of all the press conferences.
Yes. Well, with one possible exception, but we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we saw a new one, Session.
This was
Skate 4, but no.
No, it's a Skate 4-like.
It
was kickstarted
much like
from,
Skate
I think,
4.
People that worked on Skate.
Yeah.
And it's Xbox One and Windows 10, I think, for now. Yeah. I think it was one of those console launch exclusive. Which that was one of the nice things they did, is they put ahead of everything, like, exclusive, console launch exclusive, or world premiere.
Yeah.
But they also, on some of them, they put, like, when we had the ID at Xbox montage, they also put Game Pass on them. As in games that will launch on Game Pass.
Yeah.
Which was cool, but also I was like, wait, is that exclusive still, or... What's that? What's that add to it?
Yeah, it's interesting because they were making a big deal about Game Pass this year. More than they were in the past. I think the service is probably doing pretty well for them at this point.
I think
they're getting good pickup for it.
Yeah, it seems like every Microsoft game is hitting 2 million people played.
Yeah.
In the first couple weeks, which is pretty good, but also it's like that's just the first couple weeks.
Yeah.
I imagine that drops off pretty good, especially for Sea of Thieves.
Yeah. 2 million people played it, maybe 100,000 stayed.
Yeah. Conveniently, they do lots of deals on that. So if you let your, like, you do a month and you let it expire, they'll usually offer you $1 for another month.
Yeah.
And they have a deal going on, might still be available at Best Buy for half off for 6-month code.
Yeah.
So you can get it for $30, which I picked that up because, like, okay. I think Forza is the only Microsoft game that'll be out during that time.
Yeah, but I don't think the Microsoft games disappear from the service. So
no.
Hmm.
No, but as far as just trying it out at launch.
Yeah. It's going to
Because that
be.
was my plan before, is just pick up a month at launch for one of the games and then try it out.
Yeah. So.
But now Game Pass for me is like what Steam was early on, which is like, I've played these games everywhere else, and I'll just try this out here, like it's going to be a different experience somehow, and then not play it much, and just feel like I wasted time playing it. I
Yeah.
could have gone back and continued my other save.
Yeah. But yeah, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
There, we also saw a new game called Tunic, which looked really, really
Yeah.
cool. Mm.
Yeah, this actually revealed last year on the PC gaming show.
Yeah.
So effectively it got revealed this year.
Yeah, re-revealed.
Yeah. It's a Zelda clone, but featuring a fox.
Yeah.
Fox dude. Not like an Okami kind of game.
Yeah. Yeah, looks
And it's
nice.
like isometric too, which is a nice look.
Yeah.
It's not strictly going for top-down Zelda or something like that.
Yeah, from what I saw of it, it looked actually pretty quite smooth.
Yeah, and I think this game is published by Finji, which is Adam Saltzman's company, who did crap, what was their game?
Night in the
The
Woods.
Endless Runner. The Endless Runner.
No, I don't remember that, but I know
The
that.
black and white one.
Oh, ugh.
You're on top of the buildings as the aliens come down.
Ooh, beats me.
The buildings collapse.
Don't think I played it. Yeah, crap. That's gonna bug us for the rest of the day, isn't it? But anyway, yeah, it does look really
Cannibalt.
cool. Can oh, crap.
Yeah, that's his company. They publish indie games now, so that's cool.
Yeah, it looks nice. This one is Xbox One exclusive, from what I could
I
tell.
think the thing before it said console launch exclusive, which was the weird thing. Seemed like maybe they were going to do a Cuphead Definitive Edition and put it out elsewhere.
Maybe.
Maybe, I don't know. Because they were definitely saying Cuphead is going to be a lifetime exclusive on Xbox and
Yeah.
Windows 10. And they got a new expansion with a lady cup person named Miss Chalice.
Miss Chalice. Nice.
And she has a skirt. That's how you can tell she's different.
Yep. It's like Miss Pac-Man, but with a cup. Oh, that's totally gonna do well. Everybody's gonna pick that up because Cuphead was great. It was just brutal as hell. So I don't know what they're gonna do with this if they maybe make it any easier or something. I don't know. I doubt it.
No, because the brilliant thing about that is it's really hard, but those stages are a couple minutes long.
Yeah.
It's not a long investment to keep replaying it.
Yeah.
If you're really bad, you're spending like an hour on one level, but otherwise it's not too bad.
Yeah. So that looked pretty good. That was actually one of the surprises because I don't think we'd actually heard anything about a Cuphead
No.
expansion at all. So
No, but it makes sense that they would want to do some more because they probably cut some stuff to get that out.
So there was that. Then we saw a really weird one, Jump Force coming for 2019. Looks like anime fighting like crazy.
Yeah, it's the art style did not do anything for me at all. It's like, hey, we've got Goku, we got Monkey D. Luffy, and we got Naruto. But they're in like New York City fighting Frieza, and the art style is more realistic, at least in those cel shading or anything like that. And that just looks odd. Like here's these fantastical anime guys, and they're in like a real city.
This one is one of those that really didn't do anything for me whatsoever. It was like,
Yeah.
yeah,
The thing that
it's.
got me is at the end they revealed Light Yagami from Death Note and his Death God hanging out in one of the buildings and like, holy shit, I don't know why that's there because that's totally not an action anime or manga either. It's like that dude is smart.
Well, it is there, so
Yeah.
who knows?
But hey, Namco's got all the anime, so they said, hey, let's
Basically.
make a game with all the anime.
Whether it plays well, we don't know.
Yeah.
What else we saw? We saw Dying Light 2, which I think we had heard rumors about before.
Yeah. But also the big surprise was that Chris Avellone is working on it.
Yeah.
One of the best RPG writers in the industry.
Yeah.
Who was pissed off at his last company. What was the last company he was at? The one that did Fallout New Vegas?
Oh, he was at Bethesda. Yeah.
Vegas, but, yeah. Well, the studio that would
The studio work was... with yeah, I can't remember what the internal name for that studio was.
Yeah, I forget, but... Yeah, apparently he did not like them by the end.
Yeah.
So now he's get to work on a zombie game and help them make a way more interesting zombie open world game. Where there's like actual choices that changes how things play out. They did a little bit of that in the demo. It looks a lot neater than the first game for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw the parkour stuff that they were doing is still there. Still, actually, it seems a little bit more refined than what they had last time.
Yeah, so
that was good.
Yeah, and there's a bit of like management stuff as well as just like relationships with different factions.
Yeah,
which like totally is like a Chris Avellone thing.
Yeah, and what missions you take on and how you pull them off affects what happens in the world. And yeah, there's a lot of stuff there under the hood. I'm interested to see how that actually all comes together because it's hard to tell with the demos sometimes, you know?
Yeah. 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 The first game I heard a lot of good things about, but also it was like Parkour Dead Island.
Yeah.
It still had a little bit of jank in there, but yeah.
Yeah. Which wasn't too bad, but anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we got an announcement for Battletoads for 2019 with a trailer that showed us absolutely nothing.
I just said, hey, remember that NES game?
Yep. So, yeah, it was one of the most nondescript trailers possible.
I mean, they didn't even show the Battletoads.
No. Didn't even bother showing any of the art. It was just...
It's just, here's the logo, here's 2019.
Yeah.
We're still working on this.
Yeah.
We need you to know that this is coming.
Yeah, this is a thing that's happening, and I'm okay with that, but you know,
yeah.
Hopefully we'll get to see it a bit more of it sooner rather than later and see what direction they decide to go on it. Whether they go, you know, with the NES, you know, beat 'em up platformer, or if they go more like the arcade version.
Yeah. Yeah, so call up your GameStops. Get pre-orders in.
Yeah. So there's that. And we got, oh yeah, Gears. And lots of Gears.
Yeah.
So a mobile game called Gears Pop, which looks adorable if you like the Funko Pop aesthetic.
I don't, so...
I don't, so go away.
It's like, oh, these guys are all ugly and they look the same.
Yeah. So that wasn't too interesting for me. But Gears Tactics actually did look pretty interesting.
Yeah, hey, you like that XCOM?
Yeah.
They got the Gears guys working on that.
And you can
that splash XCOM. Damage making it.
Yeah. It's like XCOM with football players.
Yeah, and the big enemies, too.
Yeah, those are all there, too. So.
Yeah, like XCOM meets like Valkyria Chronicles.
Yeah.
Because you actually aim the gun, it looked like.
Yeah. But it looked pretty good. I was actually kind of surprised to see that kind of an announcement, you know? Like,
yeah.
I was expecting Gears of War 5, which we did see.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting those other side games, though.
Yeah, that, though it does definitely fit what they're trying to do now, is sort of make more broad games on these other platforms.
Hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, Gears 5, I touched on a little bit. That's, It's Gears with a woman. That's going to make people very upset, as usual.
Yeah, I've seen a few.
Yeah.
It's like, why is it Marcus, the main character, is like, cause he's an old fuck.
At this point, yeah. So, yeah. One of these, they maybe should have him in there as an unlockable character. He just like kind of hobbles around.
Yeah, he's been, he was in Gears 4.
Mm-hmm.
You meet him like halfway through the story.
Hmm.
Which is sort of the big reveals. JD, his son, sort of ends up going there as like a last ditch effort. Hmm. And he sort of joins your team for a little bit.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, The other weird thing is they just called it Gears 5, not Gears of War. Seemed like maybe a potential way of just getting out of people searching for GOW, finding out about this God of War game.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, okay, they'll shorten it to G5.
Yeah.
Then they'll get searches about the summit.
Yeah.
So, you can't win.
Nope.
And then they closed off with Cyberpunk 2077.
Yeah,
and
yeah, they got hacked.
Sort of.
Which had a bunch of like Xbox Live codes in there that apparently were for The Witcher 3, I think the complete edition.
Yep, it was a complete edition. And they went very, very quickly.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah, because if you just have like a YouTube stream, you can just scroll right back.
Yeah. It's still kind of cool that they put that into a trailer. It's like, interesting.
Yeah, they managed to one-up the Wolfenstein hack.
Yeah.
Where they revealed the name for that game in a weird, like, Matrix hack before something the other year for the Bethesda show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that game looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it does.
Has a really nice style to it.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering how they're going to handle like all the combat and stuff, because it looked like it was going to be a little bit more action-y, but...
Yeah, looks like a shooter. Like here's the future. You got lots of guns, you got lots of computers and hacking.
Yep.
And there's some not-so-nice cops around.
Yeah, so... Yeah, it looked great.
That's next year, I think.
So they say.
I forget if... Yeah.
It's not February 22nd.
No.
We're pretty sure of that. So, yeah. And then I touched on this a little bit earlier, but yeah, the initiative where they are, buying 5 studios.
Yeah, they set up a new studio called The Initiative.
Mm-hmm.
Head by, I forget what the guy's name is, Gallagher. Not one of those Gallaghers, but a different Gallagher. I think this guy was one of the leads on the Tomb Raider reboot, which for me is like, oh, okay, I'm no longer interested in this studio.
Yeah.
But I'm sure plenty of people will be interested, especially if he can do something much better than that. They also acquired Playground and Undead Labs, who they'd been working with for almost 10 years now.
Yep.
So those made complete sense.
Yeah.
Then they announced they purchased Ninja Theory.
Yeah, which nobody saw coming.
Yeah, because they haven't had a working relationship since Kung Fu Chaos on the Xbox.
Yep.
Which is the first time anybody's mentioned that game in about 15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a little bit surprising, a little bit disappointing as a Ninja Theory fan, that now they're only making games for essentially two platforms now.
Hmm.
But now it's on Microsoft not to fuck this up.
Yeah.
And sort of support them the right way.
Yeah, I kind of get the sense that Microsoft has probably actually learned from the fuck-ups that they had with Lionhead and all the smaller studios that that they'd work with prior. So
Hopefully.
Yeah. So.
The other one is they announced they purchased Compulsion.
Yeah.
Who made...
We have two.
We Happy Few and Contrast.
Yeah.
Which surprised a lot of people because, like, wait, this game's on PS4. What? Is that canceled now? It's like, no, because that's with a different publisher. So they're going to finish that up, get it out on August 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Might not get the post launch support you expect out of, like, a survival game. But it seems like they put a lot more work into the story stuff than what you saw with the early access version.
Yeah, because the early access stuff pretty much had none.
Yeah, I was like, here's your intro, and now go survive.
Yeah. So that was not great. But, yeah, we'll see how that game comes together.
Yeah, you got it, so you can just check on it over the next couple months, see how it improves.
Yeah. So there's that. That was pretty much the Microsoft.
Yeah, they put out a lot of, like, Game Pass news. They announced Fallout 4, Elder Scrolls Online, and The Division were supposed to go up on Game Pass the same day.
Yeah.
That didn't happen. And I found out via their Xbox support that apparently they have to upload these games to, like, a different a server or a library or whatever it is, just for Game Pass, which is like a thing I did not know.
Yeah. And they couldn't have done that earlier?
I guess they forgot because they had to do it again. And they said it was going to take at least 24 hours.
Yeah.
So that might be available tonight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, don't announce for today if you're not ready.
Yeah. Oops.
Yeah. So. They also announced Fast Start, which is their new machine learning feature that helps get games installed faster so you can play them faster, which that's great news if that actually works.
Yeah.
Because installing off a disk now is the worst.
It's, like, super painful, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
It's supposed to be starting to appear in the June update.
Yeah.
Dashboard updates. They're going to have a few games that support it early on as they work out the kinks, I assume.
Yeah. Well, I imagine if what it kind of does is probably looks at how people, like, what the first thing is that people do in the game and decide to maybe, like, prioritize the download of that stuff first, I guess.
So for me, it's going to be the options.
Yeah, so the options menu will download really fast.
Yes. I can turn on those subtitles right away.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh yeah, and I should probably mention that Terry Crews was yelling a lot. So
yeah.
That's a thing.
Yep, he yelled at everybody in Crackdown 3.
Yeah.
Especially the release date.
Yep.
That's why they had to move it to February 2019.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's Microsoft. There was a lot more games than that, but, yeah, we're kind of pressed for time, so...
Yeah.
So then, later that night, there was Bethesda, and honestly, they had a pretty solid showing night. A couple of things to point out before we get started were the announcements of Elder Scrolls 6 and Starfield, which
are both labeled as next-gen.
Yes.
Which is, okay, I guess our first looks at what next-gen is going to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when that, oh yeah, also with that, Microsoft also mentioned they're working on their next console.
Yeah. So I'm assuming Sony is as well.
Yep. But also, it's weird. They just launched the Xbox One X, 8 months ago?
Yeah.
Hey, we're working on the next thing.
Yeah.
Which I assume means it's out next fall. You wouldn't mention this soon just to say, hey, we're working on the next thing publicly.
Yeah, well, it's true. There was only a 1 year delay between announcing the Xbox One X and releasing it. So
yeah,
So fall 2019 potentially for an Xbox Two or whatever they end up calling it.
Yes, Xbox TOO.
Yeah, Microsoft has naming problems. Maybe they'll call it the Xbox One E. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, then they'll have the Xbox One S, they'll have the Xbox One X, and then the Xbox One E, and they'll have Xbox X. There we go.
That's Xbox 2E.
Yeah, or 2GS, iPhone 4, whatever they want to call it. But, it's potentially concerning. In that, you know, if you were just one of those people who bought an Xbox One X.
If you saw a couple retailers selling it for $350,
mm-hmm.
You might be a bit weirded out by you potentially having to buy a new thing.
Yeah.
Next year.
Yeah. We're gonna have to see what that sliding scale is as far as what games will run on what now.
Yeah, is this gonna be like phones where there's minimum requirements?
Yeah.
Or is there going to be a bit more of a hard cut?
Yeah. So, but what we did see of those two games were very little.
Yeah. Elder Scrolls. Great. It's like, here's a valley.
Yeah.
That's Elder Scrolls.
Yep. Here's a pretty valley. And, you're not going to play it for a while. So there.
Yeah, that's after Starfield.
Yeah. So, yeah, presuming that, we're probably not going to see till 2020. So.
Yeah.
If that. But they spent a good deal of time talking about Fallout 76.
Yep.
That was towards the end of their show, but it's pretty much the game that everybody's been, like, really clamoring for and trying to figure out what the hell it is.
Yeah.
We know now. It's, yeah, it's Fallout. It's set in West Virginia. It will be online.
And dedicated servers.
Dedicated servers.
And you don't lose your character or progress when you die.
Yeah, that's interesting. Me, in the sense that I think they're saving the your character locally.
Yeah.
So that would potentially mean that, well, even if servers are down or the game ever gets taken offline, you'd still be able to play it. So that's
maybe
that's a possibility. But yeah, it's coming out November 14th, 2018.
Yep, so pretty soon.
Pretty soon, yeah. There are live nuclear sites on the map for you to get launch codes for.
And yeah, and I like the way the narrator introduced that. It's like, you just gotta talk to the locals, which is killing them.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty great. They also noticed. I also noticed that they were talking about these servers potentially holding dozens of players, not any more than that.
Yeah, they don't want it to be like Elder Scrolls Online, where there are a ton of people around, and you go into dungeons, and there are like a handful of people around, and they can just kill guys for you, and you just run through.
Yeah.
It seems like they want it to be a little more sparse, but the world is four times the size of Fallout 4.
Yeah, you see, when they said that, I was like, yeah, it's four times bigger, so that means it's four times more jank?
Which
is Bethesda game.
Yeah, Todd Howard acknowledged that. He's like, yeah, I heard on the internet that our games have some bugs in it.
Yep.
it's on the internet, so it means it's true.
Yeah.
And this online thing is hard.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a beta.
Yep. Yeah, the Break It Early Test application.
Yep.
You gotta love Todd Howard. He's a good sport about that. So,
yeah. The weird thing is, I know that that super special edition that's $200 with the power armor helmet.
Yeah.
That comes with a code for the beta. Mm-hmm. So it seems like potentially I have to pre-order to get into it, which makes sense. But I also assume there'll be codes just going out to people.
You can go to the website and actually register for that. So,
okay.
Yeah, so we'll see.
All right, add that to the list of beta code sites.
Yeah, it's like I'm gonna have to go and register for all of these betas, and fun. They kicked off the show though with Andrew WK.
Yeah. Which some people didn't like. So I was like, I like that they brought Andrew WK in. Because obviously his song was part of the reveal trailer.
Yeah.
And he's just a positive force in rock.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't talk about like killing people or drugs or anything like that. He's just a positive guy, just wants to party. And it's like that's not a common thing in rock.
Yeah.
But also he's just old enough that it's kind of starting to get to be classic rock.
It kind of started is, yeah.
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 It's like, remember when this was rock?
Yep. Yeah. But it was a pretty good show. I mean, it wasn't too bad, so.
And the demo they showed for Rage 2 looked like Bulletstorm.
Yeah.
But good, I guess. I didn't like Bulletstorm, but a lot of, like, throwing people around.
Yeah.
Whether they had, like, the force bomb that explodes and pushes people around, or like the glaive thing.
Yeah.
That can just grab onto enemies and throw them across the room.
Hmm.
Lots of little tools and weapons and such to mess around with the AI.
Yeah.
Which was pretty cool.
Yeah. And seems to be single player only from what I've seen so far.
Yeah, so far.
Yeah.
But you could definitely tell the id influence because some of the gunplay looked like Doom.
Yeah. And, Mick Gordon is working on the soundtrack, it sounded like, as well, so...
Yeah.
I was a little skeptical initially when we first saw it, but after seeing the gameplay and how it's actually playing out, yeah, it actually looks pretty damn good.
Yep. So, and that is out next spring.
Yeah, next spring, probably let's just hope it's not February 22nd. God damn it.
No, I assume they said that so they wouldn't have to
put it on that date.
Yeah. Seems like a March or April game.
Yeah.
Because you're either out in October or you're out in February.
Yeah. Yeah. March would make sense. So.
Yeah.
What else we saw? You know, we got teased about Doom Eternal.
Yep. This is the sequel to Doom, not Doom 2.
Yeah.
So they fucked that up.
They didn't call it Doom 2. They teased, the Arachnotron, for one thing.
Yeah, twice as many demons as in the original.
Yeah.
Also, Hell on Earth.
Yeah, which was Doom 2, so, yeah. I need to see more of this.
will get that in QuakeCon.
Yeah.
So we don't even know too much other than 2019.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, which is a little disappointing. I would have figured that they would have had enough time with the foundation that they'd built with the 2016 Doom to be able to do it in 2 years, but apparently not. But, okay with it.
Mm. Yeah, they also spent a lot of time improving that game.
Yeah.
Especially the creation tools and multiplayer.
Oh, God, the creation tools are god-awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need to fix that.
Yep.
And we got a couple of Wolfenstein games.
Yeah.
Given that Wolfenstein 2 came out last year, I'm kind of surprised that we're seeing Wolfenstein Youngblood.
Yeah, though I think they did the old blood after the New Order.
Yeah.
I think that was the right names. I think they did that the following year.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they're just continuing that. This takes place in the 80s.
Yeah.
With BJ's twin daughters.
Yep.
And because it features two protagonists, there's co-op support.
Well, yeah, of course there is.
Yep, and this will be on the Switch as well.
Yep. Yeah. And they're women, so of course the internet hates it.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
They also made sure to mention that they are proud of people beating the fuck out of Nazis.
Yeah.
Which obviously got people mad on the internet.
Yep. Yeah, they mentioned that specifically with this next one, Cyberpilot.
Yeah.
Which is VR.
Yes. It's going to be, seems like, on all the VR.
Yep.
They were weirdly vague about all the VR, just said it's on VR.
Hmm.
And I looked up on their announcements, like, yeah, just VR. It's like, you know, there's like four or five different platforms. You could mention some of them.
Well, I can guarantee it's not going to be Oculus.
Yeah.
So it's probably everything else.
Yeah. Yeah, so Cyberpilot, I forget what they said this one was.
This was what you're playing as a hacker and hacking the Nazi robots.
Okay. That would make pretty good sense for VR.
Yeah.
That's out next year. That's going to be standalone.
Mm-hmm.
They also mentioned the Prey update. And their expansion that's called Moon Crash.
Yep.
Which is sort of like a roguelike, I guess.
Mm.
Set on the moon, it procedurally generates not the levels, but the obstacles that are in those levels.
Yeah.
So like you might go into rooms and they're on fire, you die and come back and next time they're in water or something like that.
Did you play Prey?
No, I play like 5 minutes of the demo.
Hmm.
It's like, okay, this is scary enough for me. I'm out of here.
So, okay.
But they also announced a multiplayer, which is called Typhon Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
A Typhon Hunter, which is prop hunt, Counter-Strike.
Yeah.
One of the main mechanics of Prey is being able to morph into random objects to get around stealthily.
Yeah.
And they just made a multiplayer mode out of that. Which works pretty well. That seems like it would work really well. That's also going to be a VR mode as well.
Oh, that's... Yeah, okay, you're out.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, so part of that update is going to add that as a multiplayer thing, I think.
That's part of the update.
Yeah, competitive VR mode pits Morgan Yu against mimics that will stalk, hunt, and hide in plain sight. Like, it seems like it's probably, I guess, I don't know. Okay, yeah, that is probably multiplayer. I was trying to think if it was single player and you're just trying to discern which ones are mimics and what is not.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, I think, five mimics and one player, so
Okay.
six player multiplayer apparently.
Yeah, that works. Along with that, there is also a solo escape room VR mode called TranStar VR. Let's see, you step into the boots of TranStar employees solving mysterious puzzles in what they say, some of the most gorgeous environments from the Talos 1 space station, which that seems like a really good fit for VR. That's part of the DLC or the Digital Deluxe version. So, some neat VR stuff coming from them.
So that was pretty cool. We saw a couple of more Elder Scrolls games. First one was a mobile game, Elder Scrolls Blades, coming out later this fall on all of the things.
Yeah, it's weirdly coming to everything is coming to mobile first, it seems. You can pre-order now on Android and iOS. It's playable widescreen as well as in portrait mode. So you can play one-handed. Todd's like, no, because you were drinking your coffee.
What'd you think?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's going to be an open world RPG. But it's gonna have like dungeons you can go through, sort of like the original Elder Scrolls Arena. It's sort of procedurally generated dungeons you can go through in one of the modes. There's also a
Talos.
multiplayer one-on-one mode, and the sort of
Town
town
building
building
mode.
mode where you're taking on quests and such. Which that seems really cool and really impressive and gonna be way too big for my phone.
Probably.
And the battery lasts about 20 minutes. So good luck with that.
Get an SD card for that phone
Yeah.
if you play it
But
on
that's also
there.
supposed to come to consoles and VR later on. I assume those will be probably better.
Those probably play a little bit better as far as,
Yeah.
actually controlling it, but
Yeah. Looks like the controls probably aren't too bad.
I'd imagine the combat is probably designed to take that into account.
Yeah, because it
So,
looks like was it Infinity Blade? That's what it kind of looked like a little bit. Because you can sort of swipe to swing your sword.
Should also be pointed out that the saves that you do on the mobile version will carry over to the console versions as well, so that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Well, not really pushing that Bethesda net account.
Yeah.
So,
You gotta use it for something, I guess.
really. Unless you're, playing Quake Champions or something, or you're playing Elder Scrolls Online, there's not really much point in having one,
Yeah.
but
Yeah, because they had like some Twitch thing for Elder Scrolls Online. If you watched it with that, with your account attached to Twitch, you could get some special pets and some stuff. I was like, okay, whatever.
So I don't play that game anyway, so
Yeah.
whatevs. And then we saw Skyrim Very Special Edition for the Amazon Echo.
Yeah.
I th initially thought they were trolling us. No,
Because they
this
had
is a thing.
Keegan-Michael Key yelling at his Echo, and then trying to get him to do Fos Ro Dah, and just knocks all the stuff off his coffee table.
I don't have an Echo, so I can't play this. I think this
No.
is actually free. You don't have to, pay anything to play it,
Yeah.
but
Would that work on the app? The app
oh,
version, or is
maybe.
it just the physical thing?
I don't know. Yeah, I think you can access skills through the Alexa
Yeah,
app, so
because
maybe
I know
I'll
they
give it a
have
try.
these like weird, like text adventures, but obviously vocal adventures, whatever you call them.
Which is
I've
what this
seen,
is, basically.
yeah, essentially a text adventure. I was joking, like, you're at like 10% health. He's like, take a potion. It's like, you're out of potions. How many wheels of cheese I have? 432. It's like,
Eat all
eat
the
all the
cheese.
cheese. It's like, oh honey, you're lactose intolerant. Oh, okay, thanks. Eat all the cheese.
I don't know, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I kind of it's basically just a text adventure in
Yeah,
the
it's like
Skyrim universe,
solo
so
D&D.
yeah. So I might pick up an Echo Dot just to try this.
Yeah.
Yeah, might be fun. Yeah, that was pretty much Bethesda in a nutshell.
Yeah, they announced that Fallout Shelter was coming to PS4 and Switch that day. That happened.
Yep.
The PS4 version has a special PS Plus pack you get for free. It gives you a couple extra lunch boxes, pet carrier, and some Nuka-Cola.
Yeah.
So I did that, and that all works as intended. The servers weren't great.
Yeah.
I was playing it this morning, and it would occasionally just stall out. I had to quit out and get back in. But other than that, it seemed to work pretty well.
Yeah.
I also played on Switch, and that was bigger than the PS4 version, I think. Because the PS4 version was like 300 megs.
Yeah.
And the Switch was taking about as long to download as a 2 gig video file I was downloading at the same time. It's like, that seems like that's probably about a gig or so. I think on Xbox One, it's like 2 gigs.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Doesn't make a lot of sense.
But yeah, Switch One works pretty well as well.
Yeah, on Switch freebies. You have the option to use the touchscreen if you want to. So
yeah, I don't do that.
Yeah.
I didn't like the phone version. Because it was too hard to like grab onto your Vault Dwellers.
Yeah.
Because a phone is a pretty
small device,
screen.
Yeah.
Works a little bit better with the controller, but I assume like a bigger tablet probably also works a lot better as well.
Yeah.
That's out, and Elder Scrolls Legends is coming to PS4, Xbox One, and Switch because they saw how well the Witcher card game is doing well on those consoles. And they're like, well, we got to get that.
Yeah.
And all you can play that now on PC and mobile, and all your progress will carry over to the console versions.
Yep.
So that's nice. They don't do that for Fallout.
No.
You got to start over every time.
Yeah.
So now I'm in like a weird spot of like, I'm getting people so slowly and I can't do anything.
Yeah.
Now it's an idle game. Soon it'll become an actual game.
Yeah. So there's that. Then that night, we ended it off with Devolver Digital.
Yeah, I thought all these announcements were fake until the last one.
Yeah.
Because they all looked like the game that was in the Red Hot Chili Peppers Californication video.
Yeah.
That's what these all looked like. They were like fake games.
Yeah, but no,
apparently they're
real.
In between the murder, they were real games.
Yeah, there was a lot of murder. Don't ever argue the whether GIF or GIF is the pronunciation. Just don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
which is obvious.
Yeah.
Nobody cares what you think about GIF or GIF.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. So Scum, which is kind of a
open world survival game.
Yep.
You met Mr. Smiley.
Yep. And then
which is a robot with the smiley sticker on his foot. So when you meet him, he kills you.
Yeah. Which is weird.
Yeah. From a developer called Game Pyre, which obviously a fake developer name. But yeah, that's real, I guess. It's on PC.
Yeah, that's real. Then my friend Pedro.
Also sounded fake, because I was like, is that a Napoleon Dynamite reference?
Yeah.
I don't know. But
lots of
I haven't even watched Napoleon Dynamite, but I know there's a character named Pedro in there.
Yeah.
That's like a side-scrolling shooter, where a guy's just constantly doing like parkour shit and John Woo shit all over the place, which just looked fake. But... That could be pretty fun. It just like doesn't take itself seriously at all.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
that's finally, Switch and PC, I think.
Yeah, that's Switch and PC. So I'm guessing the Switch version is probably gonna do better.
Yeah.
And then the one that they kinda teased on Twitter, Metal Wolf Chaos XD. It's a remaster ish of the 2004
Xbox Japan exclusive game, which is an oxymoron.
Yeah, Xbox Japan exclusive, which was completely in English. So,
yeah. Go Richard!
Yeah, the voice acting in this game is horrible, but...
It's amazing.
Yes, I'm buying this because...
For people that don't know, this is about the 47th president, so 2024.
Yeah.
The president is going to run on a mech platform. The president has a mech. That's a good, strong platform. Strongest of all presidents.
Yeah.
And something happens. I forget what happens. He kidnaps somebody. The vice president, maybe?
Yeah, the vice president does a coup and basically takes over the country.
Yeah, and then you got to get in your mech and take him down.
Yeah.
And so it's a mech shooter, I guess?
Yeah, it's a mech shooter.
A little bit of painting targets so you can launch your multiple seeker missiles, that sort of thing.
Yeah. A little bit of Armored Core, a little bit of Mech Commander. Mech Commander.
Yeah, no, in early 2000s, third-person shooter jank.
Yeah. Yeah.
Japanese third-person shooter jank.
Yeah. Depending on the price perfect, that they...
This is a perfect indie publisher game to remaster.
Yeah. It's also probably the most economical way of actually getting this game, because the original Xbox disc is super expensive.
Yeah, and you'd have to soft mod your Xbox to play a pirated version.
Yeah.
Because I don't think there's any way to really emulate it.
Nope.
Well, at this point, at least.
No, there isn't. So there's that. And that's coming out this fall on the PC, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One.
Yep. So, vote your dollars. The midterm elections are coming up.
Yep.
Vote for Richard Hunt.
Yep. Any person who runs on a mech platform, that's a good thing.
Yes.
So there. Finally, earlier today we had the Square Enix showcase, if you want to call it that. There were, I think, two, maybe three things that we actually didn't know about.
Yeah, two new games and a crossover event in Final Fantasy XIV.
Yeah, Final Fantasy XIV Monster Hunter crossover, I think. Yeah.
Yep, that's this summer.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Yep.
I saw numbers that Monster Hunter World reached 8 million sales.
Yep.
So that's real good. For a series that struggled in the West.
Yeah.
That's real nice numbers.
Yeah. So we'll go through these pretty quickly, because a lot of these we already knew about.
Lara is a murderer. And the AI is stupid.
Yeah.
Because you killed a dude at a computer, and his buddy that just saw him a few seconds turns around and is like, fresh body, still warm. It's like, what? That's not how a human reacts to a person they just saw alive being dead.
Yeah.
Even if you're a mercenary. Because it looks like they're taking a lot from Batman Arkham.
Yeah.
Where those guys would be like, fuck, holy shit, is the Batman here? Holy shit. And you'd scan them and they'd be terrified.
Yeah.
Here they're like, yeah, that guy's dead. I gotta look around.
Yeah, not so much good there. Let's see, we saw this at the Microsoft keynote, The Awesome Adventures of Captain Spirit.
That's a Life is Strange spinoff. It's free. It's out June 26th.
Yep.
And it's a prequel for season 2.
Yeah.
So the whole thing here is that it's fairly replayable. Mm. You can play through it a few times, get different endings, and there's also what was the Silent Hills demo?
PT? No.
Yeah, PT.
Yeah. Yeah.
This kind of has supposedly a big secret in it that they said the community might have to work together to unlock.
Hmm.
To figure out. Which that could be pretty cool. Nobody's really done that since then. It's like that was one of the defining things about PT.
Hmm.
And now it's this adventure game of a kid that has a great imagination that makes himself into a superhero.
Yeah.
He cosplays. It's a cosplaying adventure game.
Yeah.
That looks cool. It's free, so there's no reason to not check it out.
Yeah. Yeah, Don't Nod is doing some really cool stuff lately.
Yeah.
They're good stuff. Let's see, Dragon Quest XI, that's coming out September 4th.
There are Dragon Balls in it.
Yes.
Other absurdly expensive special editions.
Yeah.
I think I saw an $80 version in something that's a bit more expensive. Let's see, what does my email have in it? The Edition of Light version of the game. Let's see, that is on the Square Enix store. Let's see, that includes a bunch of bullshit. That's the digital version, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, the physical day one, Edition of Light, available for pre-orders at all retailers, so that's not the best one. The Legend of Born, no, that's a theme. I don't know where they have special editions. I saw it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I give up on that.
But yeah, that's Dragon
that's
Quest
out,
11.
That's out in September, so there's the September glut.
Yeah. And then we get to one of the two new games that they actually showed off, Babylon's Fall.
Bad name, but that's a Square Enix thing.
Yeah. Boy, I'm glad that they hired a 13-year-old to write their narration copy, because, yeah, that really
at first
added
I thought
to
this
the...
was some... This was like a Final Fantasy 15 thing. This is like explaining how the world turns into what Final Fantasy 15 is.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, Platinum Games and this action thing. It's like, oh, that went sideways.
Yeah. It's like, no, that's not what I was expecting.
This is slightly more interesting.
Yeah. So we'll see that.
Yeah.
Octopath Traveler. Yeah,
July 13th.
Yeah.
That still looks neat.
Still looks good. Lots of choices in the story there. So.
That's the lone Switch thing here.
Yep. Just Cause 4 coming out December 4th.
I am confused by this game because Just Cause 3 did not run well. Now there's a fucking tornado that throws all the physics shit around. How the fuck does this game not fall apart?
I'm guessing that they spent all of their time actually optimizing that engine.
Yeah, I saw somebody say that they have a new engine.
Yeah.
So that makes... hopefully that holds up.
Yeah, they're probably also going to be relying on PS4 Pro and Xbox One X.
That game horsepower. That game looks really cold and ridiculous.
Yep.
Do
we mention there's a fucking tornado?
Yeah, multiple tornadoes. They'll just destroy the environment.
Yeah.
They've taken your job. They've taken Rico's job. So that's out December 4th, similar time frame as Just Cause 3 did.
Yeah.
It was also early December, so... I'll have to get that. So that's Hitman in November and Just Cause 4 in December. So there's my holiday season.
Yep. Yeah, your winter gaming taken care of there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then The Quiet Man, which was... first saw this, I actually kind of thought this was going to be the Sleeping Dogs reboot, but nope.
Nope. It's... it looks neat in that the main character seems to be deaf.
Yeah.
It's a mix of FMV and CG for the storytelling, which is also neat. It's digital only, from what I read, and this is Human Head Studios.
Hmm.
Worked on Prey 2 before that got canceled.
Yeah.
And Bethesda tried to screw them over. This trailer did not look great otherwise. Because it looks like a white guy going into an alley where there's some Latino dudes are hanging out. And he just goes and beats them up.
No real explanation given.
I'm sure the devs know the context for this, but we have no idea.
Yeah.
So it just looks like it's a racist game.
Kinda.
Which is, okay, you just fucked up your reveal.
Yep.
You spent years probably working on this game, and you fucked up on the first time.
Yeah.
So that they need to be showing that off. Some actual context for that.
Yeah, they really need to be explaining what the hell's going on here. Because also how the the fact that the player is deaf is a mechanic of some kind in there.
Yeah,
because it'd be interesting.
Yeah, and they also showed off the same Kingdom Hearts 3 trailer.
Yeah,
from
ended,
the Xbox One.
Yeah, they ended it with the same one that we saw already. So,
which I guess I get that not everybody watches every press conference. Though more people are probably watching Xbox than the Square Enix one.
Yeah.
And also this trailer makes no sense to anybody that isn't balls deep in Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
Danreb is.
Danreb might understand it, but the rest of us...
Otherwise, it's like we watch the first episode of an anime and then just... watch season 8 and like, whoa, what the fuck just happened to all this?
Yeah, seriously.
Why is Mickey in a sword? Who's this? Why are there all the Sephiroths?
Yep. Why are there Disney princesses here?
Yeah.
I just don't know.
I'm all for weird shit. This is a little bit out there.
Yeah.
I got the luckily I got the collection on the PS4 that has all the games.
Yeah.
Minus the like three that are in that 2.8 HD edition.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have to play those.
To figure out what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, are they gonna need like that Metal Gear 4 database they put on the PS3?
Oh yeah.
That has all the lore in it, so you can just be like, okay, what the fuck is going on here? Okay, here's the timeline. Here's like a Wikipedia of all the characters. That was before there were wikis on the internet for every franchise.
Yeah.
That had all that information now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just going to say if that's what you have to resort to explain your story, it's a little bit convoluted. So.
That also might be just the appeal of Kingdom Hearts now.
Maybe.
It's like, I don't know what's going on here. Just give me the Rapunzel and you know, the Toy Story guys and Elsa and all this.
Yeah.
But also a new Hikaru Utada song.
Yeah.
So that's always nice.
That, I suppose, yeah. And all of that came in about 33 minutes.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, it was just wall-to-wall trailers, basically. Matsuda showed up at the beginning saying, stay tuned to the end, and then didn't actually deliver on anything. So
yeah, they have... They're doing, like, streaming every day.
Yeah.
They're going to show demos for all the games, so I'll have to check that out for actual information about most of these games.
Yeah.
But yeah. So. Then we got the Ubisoft show.
Yeah, which we'll talk about tomorrow, because we're getting a little low on time.
All right.
So, yeah, that's kind of it for now. We got Sony coming up in, probably 40
minutes.
45 minutes. Yeah. So, we'll see if Sony shows up this year. So until tomorrow, I'm Fleetwood Nofo.
And I'm Chris Sologi.
Later.